The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice, one of the strong characteristics of mindfulness practice, vipassana practice, is its simplicity. One of my first vipassana teachers in India, he said that if it's not simple, it's not vipassana. And so this idea, this hallmark, this characteristic of simplicity, is a fantastic teacher, because if you have some sense of being simple with things, simple sense of being and present, and where we don't assign meaning and we don't get caught up in the future or in the past, and just here in a very simple, ordinary way, that's a powerful teacher because of the tendency we have to make things more complicated. And by keep coming back to the simplicity of the present moment, then we can highlight or see more clearly how we make it more complicated. And we can put a question mark after the complications. We can say, well, maybe not now, maybe that's not needed, maybe it's not so. And maybe it's just good, very good, to be able to just be here and breathe and pay attention and be simple. And if we don't feel like that simplicity of the present moment is not good enough, then it's useful to have another question and ask, why isn't it good enough? What do I think has to be more? And what do I think has to happen? But just to be simple. Simple, ordinary, present for this experience, and to see what unfolds from that. So maybe that's a useful guide for this morning. Thank you.